I think it was Brisbane's most damaging hail since 2014. In some areas, just as the storms hit, the polling booths were getting ready to wrap up. Some of them had hail. There was 14 centimetres reported from Amberley to Logan. The Insurance Council of Australia has declared the event a catastrophe with more than 5,000 claims already. The RACQ has received more than 1,380 claims, mostly for car damage. On the line is Renee Smith from the RACQ. Good morning to you, Renee.
Good morning, Neil.
It was a big one.
It was a huge one, absolutely terrifying for those people who got caught in the storm. And I can tell you our claim numbers have now gone above 2,500.
Wow.
We're receiving about 100 claims an hour. So this was a huge hailstorm. Like you said, the biggest we've had since back in 2014. And back then, the damage bill exceeded $1 billion. For the industry.
So what are most of the claims? Obviously, cars would be number one. Then you'd have homes.
Look, for us at RACQ, the majority of the claims coming through has been cars. We've had more than 1,400 motor vehicle claims. The rest, property. It is a mixed bag. Some of those homes have been devastatingly damaged. It's awful. We have emergency accommodation that is being covered and available to those people whose homes just aren't livable after this hailstorm. So it was severe, and the claims are still coming in. 100 claims an hour is huge.
So I'm talking to Renee Smith. She's the RACQ General Manager of Corporate Communications. Renee, one of the things is when so many cars are damaged, so that's just the RACQ insurance, and you're talking about 2,500 claims already. There's other insurers out there as well. Fixing the cars is a problem. Like finding the bodywork places that can handle the volume of cars is going to be an issue. There will have to be delays.
Look, with an event of this size, it isn't going to be a quick fix.
No.
We are out there this morning, though, assessing vehicles.
Yeah.
So that process is underway. We've been really quick to get that started. We understand the impact that this has on our members, but you're right, this is huge. This is industry-wide across Queensland. Insurers are getting smashed with the number of claims coming through, and there isn't going to be a quick fix.
Renee, there was an enormous hailstorm ripped through Sydney, I think it was 2018, and thousands upon thousands of cars were wrecked or damaged. And I remember over the following 12 months, the insurance companies had to set up warehouses where it was on this rotation basis where people took their cars there over the 12-month period. They even brought in hail repair specialists from countries like Brazil because they were experts in taking the little plugs out of the roofs of cars. It'll remain to be seen whether something like that would have to happen in and around Brisbane, minus the people from Brazil, because no one will be allowed in.
That's very true. Yes, that isn't uncommon. And we quite often in these sorts of events have these major hail repairer locations set up. We need to do that because of the widespread damage that has been caused. We want to be able to assess these vehicles as quickly as possible, get our members back on the road. So we are likely, with RACQ and other insurers, to see big centres like that set up around the state.
Rightio, Renee.
Well, southeast Queensland, I should say, for now. Fortunately, that's where the storm...
that's where they hit, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Renee Smith from the RACQ, thanks so much for the update and joining us on 4BC Breakfast.
Thanks, Neil.